Mass, speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever had a wobbly moment? That might be a moment of lightheadedness when the world starts to spin, or a moment of doubt before starting something new, or a time when the right course just didn't seem obvious and you had to hope that the decision you'd made was the right one. Wobbly moments can assail us at any time of our lives, in sometimes unlikely moments. Our gospel today is about Peter having a real wobbly moment, physical and spiritual, and it teaches us something about perception, about what we notice, when we notice it, and how our noticing shapes our faith. Matthew tells us that Peter steps out of the boat and begins to walk on the water toward Jesus. But then, when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Why didn't Peter notice the wind at first? The wind was already strong, the waves were already high, the storm had already been battering the boat for hours. Peter was a fisherman. He knew storms. So why did he only become aware of the wind once he was already walking towards Jesus? And then the follow-on question. What made him notice it later, and why did that noticing make him sink? Initially, Peter's attention was utterly fixed on Jesus. When Jesus said, "Come," Peter didn't pause to assess the conditions. He didn't check the wind direction. He didn't do a risk assessment. His whole being was oriented towards Christ. In that moment, Jesus was the only reality that mattered. There are moments, sometimes rare, sometimes fleeting, when Christ's call is so clear, so compelling, that everything else fades. The storms of life don't disappear, but they lose their power to distract. We see only the one who calls us. That might be a moment of conversion, the moment of vocation, the moment of clarity when God's presence is unmistakable. In those moments, the winds of fear, doubt, and circumstance simply don't register. We step out in faith because our eyes are fixed on Christ. When I felt a calling to priesthood, I had no idea what a vicar actually did all day. Women couldn't even be priests, and I was only 14. But it was unmistakable and utterly clear to me. And eventually, as I walked down the aisle of Peterborough Cathedral towards my ordination, I knew that I was walking right towards where I should be. Have I had wobble moments since then? Yes, indeed, 100%. Moments of feeling I didn't fit, moments when I didn't feel adequate or capable, moments when, frankly, it felt like a cardboard cutout of a confident priest with a little quaking worm behind it. But remember, Peter's courage was born of obedience. He didn't initiate this miracle. He didn't say, "I fancy a stroll on the waves." He responded to Jesus' command. When we know what we are doing, what Christ has asked, we often find ourselves braver than we expected. I have to remind myself, this is God's church, and I am simply doing what Christ has called me to do. Sometimes when we begin something in faith, the first steps do feel surprisingly easy. We are buoyed by enthusiasm, hope, and the freshness of God's call. The wind may be strong, but we are moving with spiritual momentum. Peter's first steps were carried by that momentum, the exhilaration of responding to Jesus, the thrill of doing something impossible, the joy of being closer to Christ. Then Peter noticed the wind and began to sink. Peter turned his mind from Jesus to the storm. The wind didn't suddenly become stronger. Peter simply became aware of it. When Peter's attention was on Jesus, he walked on water. When his attention shifted to the wind, he sank. At first, Peter was Christ-conscious. Then he became self-conscious. He suddenly realised, "I'm doing something impossible. I'm standing on water. I'm in a storm. What am I doing?" Self-consciousness is often the enemy of faith. When we become preoccupied with our own capacity, our own strength, our own vulnerability, we lose sight of the one who sustains us. This is the moment when ministry or discipleship becomes daunting, when prayer becomes dry, when courage evaporates. We begin to sink not because Christ has changed, but because our attention has. Peter could not sustain the miracle by his own strength. He could only sustain it by Christ's. When he began to rely on his own ability to walk on water, he sank. This is a profound truth for discipleship. We cannot sustain faith by willpower alone. We need Christ's presence, Christ's call, and Christ's hand. Peter's experience is not an ancient curiosity, it's a mirror held up to our own lives. Discipleship begins with focus. We begin to walk in faith when our eyes are fixed on Christ. When we look at him, his compassion, his courage, his call, we find ourselves able to do things we never imagined. The winds of life do not disappear, but they lose their power to dominate our attention. And discipleship falters when attention shifts. We sink when we start noticing the wind more than we notice Jesus. And those winds might be anxiety or criticism or uncertainty or the wind of comparison or of self-doubt. Now, none of these winds are sinful, they're simply real. But when they become the centre of our attention, they shape our steps. The most important part of the story is not that Peter sank. It is that Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him. Jesus doesn't say to him, "Come back when your faith is stronger." He doesn't say, "You should have tried harder." He does not say, "You disappointed me." He simply catches him. Discipleship is not about never sinking. Faith is not a constant feeling. Peter's faith didn't vanish. It wobbled. Faith is not a steady emotional state. It is a relationship. It's dynamic. It grows, falters, strengthens, wobbles and deepens. The church is not a community of people who never notice the wind. It's not a group of people who never have a wobble. It's a community of people trying to notice Christ more and reaching out to the Christ who always walks towards us, giving us firm footing and a place to land.